Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, nurses in the U.S. are concerned about Ebola preparedness. Nurses in Spain are outraged, as we'll hear.
But first, to the collapse in the price of oil that is causing turmoil on Wall Street. The International Energy Agency said today that global demand for oil will grow much slower than expected next year, and prices have already dropped more than 20% since June. That may be good news if you're buying gas for your car, but perhaps not so much if you've got money in the stock market. Phil Flynn tracks the energy industry for the Price Futures Group. He's with us from Chicago. Phil, welcome back.
Hey, it's good to be back, Jeremy.
Well, so what do you make of this announcement from the International Energy Agency? Is that a surprise?
It's not a surprise, but they are adding insult to a market that's already been insulted to the downside for the price of oil. I mean, they're basically making a drastic cut in expectations for oil demand by over 200,000 barrels a day for the rest of this year and 300,000 barrels a day next year. It doesn't really bode well for their expectations for the global economy. And it really doesn't bode well if you're an oil producer trying to make money.
Well, is that what this is about, that people are just expecting slower economic growth and so therefore there will be less demand? Or what are the reasons for this dramatic drop, 25% in just a few months?
It's a combination of both. I mean, what we are seeing right now is the possibility that Europe is going back into a recession. We're seeing some very strong deflationary forces really pushing demand expectations for oil to the downside. You know, everybody thought that when Russia invaded the Ukraine, it would lead to a cutoff of gas supplies and prices would soar. Prices did go up initially, but what happened is we raised production to meet a loss of oil that never existed. Then we had ISIS, of course, and ISIS, you know, could march into Baghdad and stop the oil production, but actually production rose. Right now, we could get into a serious production war. Saudi Arabia and other members of the OPEC cartel are making it very clear that they're not going to cut production. They would rather cut prices to hang on to market share as opposed to giving it up to another producer. So this is very similar to what we saw in the 1980s. Even though demand is falling and demand expectations are falling, it looks like OPEC producers are going to raise production, maybe try to crater the price, and it's really going to be survival of the fittest when it comes to oil producers.
And why is that? Why would a country like Saudi Arabia do that?
Because they figure that if they're going to regain their dominance in the oil market, they have to knock out the marginal producers. You know, they feel that their economy is in good enough shape to be able to afford a losing oil price for the next couple of years. And they think over the long run, they will benefit by getting back market share that they are losing. But, you know, this is a sign that the U.S. oil production boom is really impacting, you know, OPEC. You know, OPEC tried to laugh off, you know, all that oil production in the U.S., you know, they'll never be a threat. But when you have a slowing global economy and U.S. oil producers are able to produce oil very cheaply, they definitely are a threat to OPEC. And I think, you know, Saudi Arabia, Iran and Iraq and the big producers say enough is enough. We're not going to cut back production just so either the U.S. or Russia can fill that void. It's every man for itself or every producer for itself.
Do you expect that U.S. producers are going to start to cut back?
You know, at this point, I don't think so, because right now the U.S. oil producers probably produce oil more efficiently than anybody in the world. You know, we are using technology that is light years ahead of some of the production techniques that are used in the OPEC cartel. And the U.S. oil producer, you know, they're independent businesses. They don't really have to support an economy on top of what they're doing. So I think that the shale oil producers are going to be able to outlast whatever OPEC decides to throw at them. Now, obviously, if the global economy continues to slow, if demand continues to slow, it's going to be a little tougher. But I think as long as oil prices stay, you know, above $70 a barrel, I think the U.S. oil producer is going to be able to produce oil more competitively than some of these countries that have all of this economic baggage that they have to carry.
Phil, I imagine there are a lot of American consumers who are loving this because they're looking at what it's doing to gas prices, and they're looking at gas prices at the lowest levels in a long time and saying, what's so bad about this?
This isn't bad for them. I'm telling you what, this is a new era of lower gasoline prices. We've been talking about this for years. We could kind of see this coming. You know, we knew that rising U.S. oil production and the efficiency of the American driver, which right now, you know, based off what the EPA said a week ago, you know, we're the most efficient when it comes to mileage ever in the history of the country. So we're entering what could be a new era of lower gasoline prices, less dependent on foreign oil producers, and over the long run, that is just a great story for the U.S.
At the same time, people are probably watching their 401ks drop a little bit because you see these big drops like we saw yesterday in the stock market.
Yeah, short term, that's the dark side of the story. I mean, part of the reason we're seeing oil fall as quickly as it is because the global economy seems to be collapsing right now. There are major concerns about what's going on in China, major concerns about Europe right now. And, you know, here in the U.S., you know, our economy supposedly was getting better, but now Fed officials are saying, can we really continue to grow if the rest of the world starts falling apart around us? You know, there's a lot of risks ahead on the oil demand side. So there is a dark side of the story as well. And, you know, I think you have to look at both sides, but definitely slowing growth is not good for the U.S. Consumer.
Phil Flynn, energy analyst for the Price Futures Group, joining us from the trading floor in Chicago. Phil, thank you so much as always.
Thank you.